This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Artificial intelligence, Wi-Fi connected brains, and a future where the government is trying to deal with humans who are using technology to become a little more than human. That's the topic of a new book called Apex. It's book three in the Nexus trilogy. The story is set 20 years in the future and tells a tale of a world far too connected by technology that mostly exists today. Ramez Nam is a technologist, futurist, and former Microsoft developer. He's the author of the Nexus trilogy, and he joins us now. Ramez, thanks for being here.
Hi, Molly. Great to be here.
So in 2012, you released Nexus, which was your first book about this fictional connected world of the future. You just concluded with Apex. And I know that so much of this is based on real science and your previous career. How did your career working, especially with artificial intelligence, start to inspire this series?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the idea of augmenting humans, of giving us superpowers, if you will. And when I wrote my first nonfiction book, I did a lot of research into that. And the technology that fascinated me the most was this idea of putting implants in the human brain, which is being done for people who are paralyzed or blind or deaf. And that technology was just so much more advanced than I thought. And as a computer guy, it made sense to me. And when I started writing fiction, it was an easy technology to plug in.
Right. So in the book, you write about this experimental drug that actually links people's minds together so that they can share experiences. But what could possibly go wrong here?
Yeah. So Nexus, the eponymous drug, is sort of a technology that gets into your brain and links people's minds together by Wi-Fi. And everything you can imagine can go wrong, from software crashes in your brain to hackers to sort of the equivalent of the NSA wanting to snoop in on your thoughts.
But this is, like you said, this is based on real technology. I mean, how, as in mind-to-mind connections might be possible, might already be happening?
We've done it in a very, very crude way today. I'm here near the campus of the University of Washington in Seattle, and researchers here last year played a video game together with their minds linked. One person could see the screen but didn't have a keyboard, and the other person had the keyboard but couldn't see the screen. And the first researcher across campus actually controlled the hand of the one who had the keyboard. People have emailed thoughts back and forth between humans. We've sent video into the human brain. We've let paralyzed people use brain implants to control robot arms. So it's happening, though it's very, very crude right now.
Well, so your whole trilogy really explores the ethics behind using tech to kind of create a different class of humans. So as technology becomes more advanced, we start to integrate it into our lives. Do you think there will be a lot of objections over how it's being used?
There will be. You know, when we had in vitro fertilization invented about 30 years ago, the cover of Time magazine was test tube babies, and we thought this was deeply unnatural. Today, we have Chinese scientists a month ago announced that they had used a gene editing technology called CRISPR to edit human embryos. And that causes a similar sort of freak out in society to IVF and test tube babies. But 30 years on, no one talks about test tube babies. People don't even say in vitro fertilization. They just say, oh, we had some trouble getting pregnant, went to the doctor, and now we have twins.
So is there a line, do you think, between what we can do scientifically and what we should do?
I think there is, but mostly people choose to do these things for their betterment or their kids. If somebody's trying to do it to really hurt someone else, make that illegal, but let people make smart choices for themselves.
All right. So bring on the augmentation.
I think so. Let's do it.
I'm ready. Ramez Nam is the author of Apex, recently released in stores, and the third book in the Nexus trilogy. Ramez, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Molly.